Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Mishnah Shumas, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey, and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is going to be learned B'schos of Shalom Yizalman, Yizvigos, and Marasit, and Chayetz Chalatayim. They should be given for that Sachat, Slach, and Siad, Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa, B'Shefa, and Cult of Sela, and B'schos, Estabas Rachel. She should be Zachar to find her Zivik Hagun, Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah tells us, Shtei Kupas, two boxes, two baskets, Achas Shal Chuma, Vachas Shal Chulin, one of them is Chuma, one of them is Chulin. What happened? Shenafla saw Chuma, Sech Achas Mehen, a saw of Chuma fell into one of them, the Enya Dula is Mehen Nafla, it's not known which box this saw of Chuma fell into. If it fell into the truma, so obviously everything's okay because everything's truma here. If it fell into the chulin, we have a problem because there's no bittul, there's not enough chulin to mevatel the truma. The Mishnah tells us, Hare ani omer, I say, l'seish l'truma nafla. In such a scenario, we're allowed to assume that the truma fell into the truma and both boxes are okay. If it's a scenario where one of the boxes is chulin and the other one is tevel, so then we're not allowed to say that we assume that the truma fell into the tevel and the chulin box is still okay. In that scenario, we have to be chayshish that it actually fell into the chulin. Over here, since by assuming that the truma fell into the truma, both boxes are going to be okay, so we can assume that it fell into the truma. Now, with another variation of the scenario, again, we have two boxes, one of them is chulin, one of them is truma. The Mishnah says, Ein yodua ezehi shel truma ve'ezehi shel chulin. We don't know which box is truma and which box is chulin. So let's say, achal achas mehen, if a fellow ate the contents of one of the boxes, putter, he's putter. He doesn't have to assume that he ate the truma, he can assume that he ate the chulin, and then he wouldn't have to pay anything. Vashnia, but now the second box, noig baka truma, we have to treat it as if it's truma, because we just assumed that that first box was chulin, that means that the second box has to be treated as truma. However, v'chayavas b'chala, the contents of that second box, if they're made into a dough, they have to have chala taken off of them, divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir's opinion, because we still do have somewhat of a suffix, maybe it's chulin, and therefore chala would have to be taken off of it. Now, Rabbi Yossi patters it from chala, because he considers it like a meduma mixture. He considers it like a mixture of chulin and truma together, and we know that a meduma mixture does not have a chiv of chala to be taken off of it. Now, let's say achal acher is hashnia, someone else ate the second box, putter, he's also putter. That's because we can say, well, you know what? Really, the second box is chulin, and maybe that first box is truma. Since we don't know, it's a suffix in both of these cases, so we say that both of these fellows that ate these boxes, they're putter. However, achal echad ashten, if one fellow ate the contents of both boxes, so then he for sure ate truma, so of course he would have to pay a karen nechaimesh. How much does he have to pay? Mishalm kiktanish abishtehen, he pays like the one that has the lesser amount. Since we don't know which one was actually truma, we're makel with him, and we say that the box that had lesser amount in it, we're going to consider that one truma, and he has to pay a karen and a chaimesh of that box. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, with similar cases, nafal achas melosei chulin. Let's say one of these boxes fell into chulin. In midamaton, it doesn't turn into meduma. That's because we don't know if it was chulin that fell into chulin or truma that fell into chulin. V'hashnia, what about the second box? So just like we said in the previous Mishnah, noig baka truma, we have to treat it as if it's truma. However, nonetheless, v'chev is b'chala, if he turns it into dough, it's still chayv in chala, because we don't know, maybe it is chulin. Divrei Rav Meir, that's a Meir's opinion. Once again, Rabbi Yossi Paiter, Rabbi Yossi argues, and he says that it's potter from chala, it's considered like a regular meduma mixture, even though it's not actually meduma, but we treat it like a meduma mixture, and therefore it's potter and chala. Let's say nafla shnia l'makam acher, the contents of the second box fell into a different place, ein medamaton, it doesn't turn into meduma, again, because maybe that second box was chulin and not the first box. Let's say nafla shtein l'makam echad, the contents of both boxes fell into one place, so now for sure we have a meduma mixture over here. However, how do we chashbin bittul? Medama is kiktana shebishtehen, it's going to create a meduma mixture based off of the amount that was in the smaller box. Just like we said in the previous Mishnah, we have a suffix over here. We don't know which one of these boxes had truma in it, so we only have to assume that the box that had the lesser amount was truma, and then we would make our cheshbin whether or not this is meduma or if there's bittul over here. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zion with a similar case, and Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.